Caesarean sections were named for Julius Caesar, who, according to legend, was cut from his mother's womb when she died just before his birth.
It's a major surgery. It involves an incision through the abdomen and the uterus so that the baby's brought forth that way as opposed to vaginally. There are a lot of reasons to have a C-section. Some of them are medically necessary and urgent. They can also be an elective procedure.
That's Dila Pereira, executive director of Open Arms, a Seattle-based organization that provides community-based support during pregnancy, birth, and early parenting. Though C-sections are the most performed surgery in the world, and no doubt a life-saving innovation, there are drawbacks. They can be frightening, delay bonding between parent and infant, and potentially complicate breastfeeding. That's where the C-section drape comes in. In many Western hospitals, once the baby emerges, the medical staff pass the baby through or over the surgically protective drape to the parent for immediate contact.
It allows for the medical team to finish the procedure of the birth, which includes closing the incision and many other things that will take place while the birthing person is holding their baby.
C-section drapes are simple, ingenious tools that facilitate initial skin-to-skin contact while maintaining a sterile surgical environment. There have been many innovations as the drape has evolved. For example, the one you see here has an additional section that expedites that first contact between baby and parent. As a former doula, Dila knows more than most about the birth experience. So when her own labor stalled, she knew the C-section was the healthiest option for her and her baby.
And that drape was a really important piece of allowing me to then meet my baby on my terms in a somewhat private way while the medical staff continued to care for me. And I will never forget that moment when my baby was passed to me over the drape and someone allowed me to meet my baby for the first time.